Hey there, pleasure seekers. It's your girl Tasha, aka the seducer, aka the pleasure dom, the one, the only queen behind her pleasure chest. Let's get into this episode that will guarantee to aspire you, inspire you, make you wet, make you horny, make you curious. Let's get into it. Hey there, pleasure seekers. It is your girl Tasha coming to you with another episode. Okay, so welcome to the podcast. I appreciate you, as always, for allowing me to enter your naughty thoughts, enter your ear, enter your fantasies. I appreciate you for always coming back. If you're brand new to listening, I suggest that you go and listen to previous episodes. This is now season 4, and we are rocking and rolling. And yeah, we're in a nice little groove this season. I always try to say a disclaimer. If you're new to the podcast and you cannot handle adult conversation around sex and relationships, I am not the one you should be listening to. I am intelligent. I'm amazing, but God damn it, I can give it to you nasty. Some of y'all not get nasty anyway. You like it nasty. You like it rough. And I'm here to give you a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Okay. So I just had to get that out of the way. By the time you listen to this, we should be in June. So definitely shout out to my amazing LGBTQIA plus community. Happy Pride Month. Happy Pride Month to all you amazing humans within the community. I myself is a member of the community. I am a cisgender female, cis meaning I was born a female. I'm still a female the last time I checked. So yeah, I'm a cisgender female, but I identify as bisexual. So I do fall under the umbrella of LGBTQIA plus. That's what the B is for in all of that alphabet. Bisexual. At this point, y'all, we might as well say we are the alphabet community, okay? We took the rainbow and now the alphabet. Lord, child, we just greedy. So anyways, if you don't know what LGBTQIA means, look it up. I might divulge in some information for this month, but there's a lot out there, and I'm not even going to hold you. I'm not even going to lie. I am part of this community, and listen, sometimes I get confused with all the new identities that's out there and the labels and the, yes, it's a lot. But for me, I'm bisexual. I enjoy cock, and I enjoy pussy. Don't ask me which one I prefer. I like them both, goddammit. I like them both. Okay, they both make me tingle. They both make my pussy jump. And listen, I enjoy what I enjoy. I like what I like, and I like them both. I mean, who the fuck wanna choose, right? And I'm happy that I am bold enough to not want to choose. So if you are in the LGBT, if you're in the rainbow community, I wish you an amazing, amazing month. Be yourself, be bold, be amazing, and just live in your truth and celebrate the entire month. And y'all, if you get into the shingdings, be careful, okay? Yes. I love when everyone explores. I love new sexual adventures. I love to hear all the new experiences, but safety is always number one. So have safe, safe sensual and sexual experiences this month. I am going to review the kink calendar for this month, just in case you did not see that post on the Instagram page, which I don't understand. If I'm in your ear, you should have me in your eyes as well. You should be visiting the website. You should be on the mailing list. You should be on the Instagram page. You should just be all up in this chest, okay? But just in case you missed that post, I'm definitely going to review the June kink calendar, which have some interesting stuff on the calendar for this month. Example, there is a 69 day in June. Listen, we just finished masturbation month, and I tell you, I hope y'all enjoyed some good self-pleasing. Okay? I hope you rub on your clit a lot. I hope you jerk off some. I hope you, I think on one episode I encourage y'all to also masturbate in front of your partner, right? That should be interesting to masturbate in front of your partner. So if you tried it, definitely let me know. But this month, hold on, I'm pulling up the calendar. I had it done, but I think by the time y'all hear this, I've probably already posted it. Yeah, because this is coming out after June 1st. So, okay, so let me see. This month is National Adult Sex Education Month. Y'all don't ask me how I know these things. I just know these things, okay? I know these things so that you don't have to worry about these things. I know these things so that my pleasure seekers can just know, you know, what's happening on the kinky calendar, right? And the kink days we need to celebrate. So it's National Adult Sex Education Month. And if you are a sex educator out there like myself, happy National Adult Sex Education Month to you. So definitely show some love to any sex coaches that you know, sex therapists, and stuff like that. June 9th is 69 Day. That is also considered National Sex Educator Appreciation Day. What a goddamn way to show some appreciation, right? Bust that 69. All right. Also, June 22nd. No panty day. Those are the things on the calendar for June. June 22nd, no panty day. Fun fact, I don't wear panty no day. So for me, I guess I'm in June 22nd mode every day. Ladies, let that pussy be free, okay? She needs air, okay? She needs to just she needs air. She needs air. Allow her to breathe. Okay. The only time I wear underwear is when I'm wearing a pant, a shorts, or doing my, you know, female flow every month. Other than that, this pussy is free. Okay. She is out here living her best life. And then also, listen, I love easy access. I need to be ready for my daddy anytime, any place. Okay, so with that, I'm going to definitely dive into... Ooh, I'm so sorry, y'all. I just cracked my knuckle in the mic. Ooh, I'm sorry. I am so sorry. All right, so with that, let's just segue into the topic for this week. I spoke about it on my live the other night, just random conversation. I am getting older, right? And this will not be geared around like sex, but just like proper pussy principles, proper pussy etiquette as far as hygiene. So the older I'm getting. I'm noticing like these changes in my body. And ladies, this episode is definitely, definitely for you. If you're not paying attention, you need to pay attention. Okay. So I keep my vajayjay waxed. Okay. Like clockwork, every 4 to 6 weeks, I go spread these thighs. Okay. And I get a Brazilian. Whether you get your Brazilian, whether you've lasered your cootie coo hair, or you shave, or whatever the case is, right? If you don't do any of those, but you do keep it well groomed, as women, we notice, we will notice, or we should notice, right? That while the vajayjay is cleaning herself, every now and then we'll have a particular odor, and that's us. Like, we have our pheromones, right? We have our own little distinct smell down there, and most of the time we kind of notice it, especially when there's hair down there and that little moisture is getting caught up in the hair. Or sometimes we'll notice after we do the little tinkle in the bathroom and things like that. As women, we should pay attention to that odor, because that often tells us when something is wrong, right? If you're experiencing a particular kind of stench, then go see the OBGYN, girl. They should not stink. So yeah, sometimes for some of us, it can be a distinct odor. There's certain times of the month it can be stronger, especially if you're having a lot of sex, and that can throw off your pH balance, right? So that's also a distinct distinct sign that your pH is a little bit off. Now, my question is, what are you doing to keep the vajayjay smelling all right? Keep her fresh, keep her healthy, you know? So my sir, and we have, like, he is so amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing boyfriend. Oh my God, it's so weird to say that, because I haven't been in a relationship in like 4 years. He's an amazing person. I don't even like to say boyfriend, but he's an amazing partner and friend. But like, in his dom side, he's like, listen, I know women have what they have, but I need you pristine. And I love that about him. He was like, no, I don't care if you're working 8-hour days. I don't care if you just come from the gym. The vajayjay must be pristine at all times, right? So I'm like, okay. All right. I always keep the cootie cat. She's always okay. But all right. New levels. I'm getting older. There's these changes. Okay. New vajayjay routine. Now, ladies, if you have never used the Honey Pop brand, you should. This is not a paid ad. This is not a paid promotion. This is just me. And this is just me sharing my newfound love pussy routine, okay? Now, before I did this, I did, and I still do, use the Dettol douching. So if you know what Dettol is, you probably cringe just now, but I never douche. My OBGYNs have always told me that the regular douching is not good. So what I've done in the past was put a little bit of Dettol and warm water in that douching little thingy. And that's how I'll squirt up and douche, especially after, you know, the flow. Done my own at-home VJ steams, you know, and in that water, I've put just natural herbs. I'll go to the spiritual store and I'll get the herbs that I would desire, and also put a drop of Dettol in that and just sit over it and just steam the vajayjay after like my flow and things like that. I've also done it during like new moons or full moon rituals, you know, just taking care of the whole womb situation, okay? But I'm now talking about like daily pussy principles. I've switched over to Honeypot Everything. So Honeypot is a Black-owned feminine product brand, and it's vegan. So it's all natural plant-based products for the vagina and the body. Y'all, ladies, let me tell you, you will not regret it. I've been using the products now for a couple of months, and during my cycle, using the pads, she feels clean down there. And we know she is not clean. We know she is doing what she's doing, and she's ugh. But the pad releases this like minty tingly thing, and it just keeps the, it just makes the pussy feel good, right? Then I've also incorporated the Honeypot wash. So the wash is not a full body wash. It's literally just for the vagina. So it's foamy. So what I do now is like, it's a part of my shower routine now. So prior to my shower routine would be also like cleaning my nipple rings with a dial soap, you know, like my piercings. And I use my regular body wash, and then, you know, I scrub and scooch, scoot the coochie. But now what I do, I try not to, because it's like habit, right? And it's like unlearning not to scrub the coochie during like a regular wash. So I would just like wash my body and then grab my Honeypot wash, shake, squirt the foam in my hand, go right up under there with the girl, grab it. So now I have like my coochie-coo rag. So I have my rag and I grab the rag and because I realize now that I'm getting older, the fragrance from the body wash was throwing off my pH. It is crazy, right? So eliminating that has helped a lot with just like lesser irritation every now and then. It has lowered the smell of my pheromones, which is crazy, right? So I've been consistently using it now for, what are we in now? June, by the time y'all hear this. So I'm saying about 4 months, I would say, either 3 to 4 months steadily, just using the wash that way. I also use the wipes throughout the day and also the spray. So she has like a panty spray, but I think the spray said you can use it for like feet and all these other things. So what I do is, especially if you're a woman that drinks a lot of water, I drink a lot of water throughout the day, and that requires me to go to the bathroom a lot throughout the day. So what I do now is like, as soon as I tinkle, I use the spray and I wipe first, and spray and leave the pussy smelling fresh on. Say, oh my God, lifesaver for the cootie cute. So this is like, the older you get, ladies, start implementing. I know we get obsessed with like face routine, right? We want to find the right face wash and toner and moisturizer. Don't forget about the pussy. She needs some loving. Hot girl summer is around the corner, and you don't want to be a hot girl with a hot pussy. Okay? You don't need a pussy hot. You need her fresh, and in the words of my man, pristine. Okay? So start implementing these things. Try it out. The month just started, so try it out for this month, okay? Grab the Honeypot pads, run to Target, stack on up, on all the products, and definitely try it out for this full month and let me know. So No Panty Day is coming up. You want to make sure the pussy is ready for No Panty Day, okay? So I've seen it work. I am a testament of how amazing it is. If you're a woman that you just don't like how your pheromones smell, definitely just implement that consistently. And you see the major change in it. I know she also have like probiotic products and stuff like that. I think those are supplements, I think. But definitely run to Target and grab that. So that's just like my spiel on pussy principle and pussy etiquette as far as hygiene. Now, girls, ladies, bring it in. Speaking of hot girl summer, and I see the trend now with these hoochie man short girl. Don't fall for them niggas in them hoochie man pants, shorts, hoochie daddy, short, whatever the fuck they're called. Don't fall for them, okay? Any man out here wearing those hoochie daddy shorts is just not a real man. I am judging. Even though, yeah, no, I really don't judge, but damn it, low-key, I'm gonna judge him. All right. Pussy principle and pussy etiquette to consider while the summer months approach. I know you've been single for a while. I know. You've been single for a while. The panorama threw you off on your lockdown, had you on lockdown, you couldn't. I understand. I get it. But baby, if you're going to have your whole face this summer, if you're truly going to be a hot girl this summer, please, my love, please, be safe. Okay? Don't let that nigga run up in you with no condom now. Don't let him do it, girl. Don't let him do it. Unless you see his most recent drug, his recent STI, STD, HIV results. Don't do that. That's not your man. He's a one-night stand. He's your summer fling. Don't do it, baby girl. Also, make sure you have your own condoms in your bag. I have preached this so many times. Safety is important. Don't depend on the man to have his condoms. You know you have these dirty dick niggas out here. Some of them do not want to wear a condom. Okay? Get your condom, ladies. Get several variety of them. Get the vegan ones. Get the skin ones. Get the flavored ones. Small, medium, and large. You don't know what dick size you might run up on. Get them. Get options. Okay? Protect yourself. You know how sensitive the pussy is. You know she's sensitive. Take care of her. Okay? Now, that also gets me into giving head. Don't walk around these streets all summer, put in your mouth on any regular cock. Come on now. Same thing apply. You do not know his status. Stop thinking about status only when it comes to vagina and dick penetration. It's called oral sex for a reason. What you don't want is oral gonorrhea. I said it. Don't want all of that in your throat. I said it. Okay? Sometime before a hot girl summer come around, I need to do a deep dive into all the STIs that you can catch if you want to have a hot girl summer with a hot pussy. I said it. Okay? And girls, I know I'm being rough on you, but men, this is for you too. I have a lot of male listeners. Guys, this is for you too. I know she cute with that nice lace front wig on her. Her face beats to the gods. But please put a condom on. Okay? You don't know what she has. Or don't have, okay? And plus, you definitely don't want to get her pregnant if she's just going to be a one-night stand, all right? I'm all for y'all having your fuck hoe sessions this summer. Just be safe. That's all I'm stressing. Just be safe. Now, if you find one to ride with you for the summer, don't go out there and catch feelings. Call it for what it is, especially if you have several on rotation. Protect your heart, all right? We all went through our whole phases, okay? You deserve a whole phase. I know you've been single for a while, okay? But don't walk around telling people you love them when you know it's just your dick and the pussy that having a relationship. It's just the body parts having a relationship. Your hearts are not in it, okay? All right? I feel like I gave you like a mama chat prep talk for the summer. Because outside is getting warm. The day parties are popping up. Okay? Everybody's brunching a little bit harder. Especially my New York listeners. I have a lot of New York listeners. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't laugh. Okay? So that's my spiel for this month. I mean, not for this month, for this episode. I just said a lot, okay? Next episode, I'm hoping to get a guest. I'm lining up a guest. It is Pride Month, and I'm hoping that I can get someone from the LGBTQIA community to talk about sex and relationship and all that good stuff, right? Because I don't discriminate. You know, love is love and it's beautiful. Sex is sex and it's wonderful when you're having it with the right person and the right energy and all that good stuff. So I'm hoping, fingers crossed, I have it a whole month to figure this out. So hopefully before the end of the month, I can have, somebody on from the community so we can talk all the rainbow goodness that's happening. I think I'm going to stop here. I'm going to wrap it up. This month is a great month to educate yourself on all things pride, all things LGBTQIA, support a cause, love on your friends within the community. It is not easy at all to be out and proud, okay? It is not. People still judge. People still discriminate. People still have a lot of things to say in this year, wonderful 2022.